Ah, bonjour and welcome to the sewers of Paris. I'm Matt Baum, and I've started a brand new podcast about the entertainment that's changed the lives of gay men. We all have a story to tell about the book, the show, the song, the film that made us who we are. And that's what this podcast is about. Each week, my guest plucks a piece of entertainment from their past and answers the question, how did this change your life? We'll hear stories about how a sitcom moved a young gay kid to tears.
And I snuck into the room and realized that this was something funny and salacious and dangerous, and I bawled.
There's time-traveling sex acts.
And I take these sort of erotic time-traveling adventures through homo history, cruising different gay icons and learning about them and making love to them.
Leaving your old life behind.
I started watching Queer as Folk, and that was a very weird summer because I guess my family still expected me to return to Latvia, and deep down inside I knew that I did not want to have anything to do with this culture that was my culture.
The live show that may have saved a life.
I was 17 years old, just considering getting off drugs for the first time. So walking into those doors and getting shown something completely new and exciting, it gave me a little bit of magic back.
And how one man's coming out to his family was interrupted.
The first time I tried to blurb out the sentence, there were two warthogs that came and stole the biscotti that my dad dips into his coffee.
Back in the 1970s, the Sewers of Paris was a gay bar in Southern California. Their signature drink? The manhole cover. Like its namesake, the Sewers of Paris podcast is a space for gay men to come together between high culture and low culture. Glitz and glamour above, filth and sleaze below. It all blends together into strange, wonderful stories on the show. We explore such formative entertainments as Oscar Wilde's opera Salome, the classic sitcom Soap, the erotic Pink Narcissus, camp comedians of BBC Radio, The Wizard of Oz, Queer as Folk, Eurovision, Anne Rice, RuPaul, and so much more. Each episode ends with recommendations, so whether it's a piece of culture you already love or something you haven't discovered yet, you'll hear amazing stories and maybe come away with a new favorite that could change your life too. You can subscribe to The Sewers of Paris right now for free. Get each new episode automatically by subscribing to The Sewers of Paris on the iTunes Store, Stitcher, Overcast, or wherever you like to hear podcasts. And if you enjoy the show, please rate and review. Those ratings are so important, and your support right now can make a huge difference. I hope you'll join me down here in the sewers. Head over to sewersofparis.com to listen and subscribe. And until we meet again, mon chéri, croissant.